The Mater University Hospital has responded to new data published today by the Irish Cancer Society. It shows that one woman waited 169 days to be seen at a rapid access clinic for urgent symptomatic breast disease. The hospital said it couldn't comment on individual cases for confidentiality reasons, but the Mater said its mammography service is facing significant capacity constraints due to high demand and a lack of funding. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us for more. Fergal, can we look first of all at the overall picture being presented by the Cancer Society today? Depending on where you live, there can be significant variations in how quickly you're seen.
Yes, the Irish Cancer Society has said they've called them shocking variations across the country in terms of access to cancer tests and treatments. And they say this is causing avoidable deaths. The ICS data, it said it identifies major variations in access to life-saving chemotherapy and radiotherapy treatment and delays for patients who've been referred for urgent breast and lung and prostate tests. Avril Power, the ICS CEO, said that a person's chances of surviving cancer are up to four times higher when they're treated at stage one than stage two. But they say some radiotherapy equipment with a useful life of 10 years is now 17 years old and therefore subject to significantly more downtime for maintenance and repair as a result. There's no PET scanners, high-tech scanners, in the public cancer centres in Galway, Waterford or Limerick. And the Society says people in the west of Ireland can often be waiting up to 7 to 8 weeks to start their chemotherapy treatment.
Talk to us then, Fergal, about the Mater. A woman waiting 169 days or more than 5 months after what was supposed to be an urgent referral.
Yes, overall at the Mater, the data published today showed that less than 3 in 10 patients for their first visit to a rapid access symptomatic breast cancer disease clinic were seen within the recommended time, and that recommended target time is 95% should be seen within 10 working days. And we heard of the case there of one female patient who waited 169 days to be seen for her first referral to that rapid access clinic for breast disease. The Mater Hospital has responded. It said it couldn't comment on individual cases for confidentiality reasons, but it said its mammography service is facing significant capacity constraints due to high demand and a lack of funding. And it said it regretted any inconvenience caused to patients due to these constraints, and it has sought extra funding from the HSC. Dr. Michael McCarthy, he's president of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology, and he's been talking about the overall capacity constraints in the country.
On the coalface, it's difficult for people, again, who are directly involved in delivery of these services. The question of can we get more staff, can we get more space to deliver the service? There are procedures and processes in place, but it's effectively not an option. And I think we need the involvement of the Department of Health and the senior leadership of the HSE to address this issue.
Dr. Michael McCarthy, Fergal, what has the HSE been saying today about these delays?
Yes, the HSE said that cancer survival is improving and that more people are living after cancer than ever before, and that today over 220,000 people here are living with or after cancer, which is a 50% increase compared to a decade ago. And it said that under the current national cancer strategy, €90 million has been allocated, including €20 million this year and next, and that this investment is having a real and measurable impact on access to cancer care and outcomes.
Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, thank you.